What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones to Lance in farm country. Hello, Lance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd actually like to talk about ivermectin. Now, it just recently, I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous here. Just give me a... ivermectin, on August 7th through Sky Australia, they've been running studies with ivermectin. Now, this professor, Thomas Berode, has been running trials in Africa with ivermectin. Now, as a farmer, I'm very familiar with ivermectin. I've been using it probably for 20 years now on my livestock. And well, I'll get back to the study. Now, the study and trials have shown basically that corona is a very simple simple to kill, that they're getting, it has a few, with the drug itself, they're getting a 100% kill rate on the virus. And it's a great article to watch on the Sky News on August 7th. And I checked into this guy's study, it's amazing what he's coming through with. What they did is in Africa, they ran trials where they treated half the people in the neighborhoods, half the blocks, with ivermectin. And anyone in the that was treated with ivermectin never got corona. But in the other half block, they did get corona. No one in the injected ivermectin block ever got corona in this trial. And then on his more study, close study cases, of course, when he's using the actual ivermectin on the virus, they're getting a, well, they said it was depleting by 500 count in a 48 hour time zone. What that means is it basically kills the virus. And his conclusion was that it is a very easy one, a simple one to kill with ivermectin. And also a doctor, Tack Allens, is running trials in Bangladesh and getting a 98% success rate with ivermectin on 500 patients that they've been doing for the last couple months. And he noted that in the 2% that they didn't get success with, that they were suffering from a comorbidity. So it's interesting that virtually he said that and these trials are still going on. And there's more trials of ivermectin going on in Mexico and South America and Costa Rica that are showing a lot of promise too. Now I want to talk a bit about my experience with ivermectin. Now I've been using ivermectin for 15 years now. And it's available to people that are in the farming industry, and it's very inexpensive. It's you can buy ivermectin in a gel form, liquid form, for $12 for a tube, and it could treat about 1,000 pounds worth of livestock. So virtually, you get 20 applications out of one tube for your livestock, and it treats parasites and other elements, parasites, any kind of skin disease, rashes. Eradicates them. It's amazing. And about a year ago, my good friend who knows a lot about animal medicine and about the animals itself and ivermectin and treatment, he would say to me, I remember once we were talking about ivermectin, and he goes, you know, Lance, you know where you can put this on yourself? You can actually treat yourself with it. And I said, oh, come on, you're crazy. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, absolutely. And he does himself. Now, he doesn't do it intentionally, but because he treats a lot of his livestock and everything with it, he literally gets it on his hands, and it just easily disperses into your hands and releases into you very easily. I can't remember the short and long of it. I've probably spent too much time here, but I'm absolutely convinced that this ivermectin is something to look at, and I think everyone should check it out. And being experienced around it for 15 years, I'm quite familiar with it, and I run an organic farm here. I don't touch any kind of chemicals or compounds or anything. I don't even take any pharmaceutical drug myself, but I would definitely put this ivermectin. And I've actually had, a year ago, I had a skin irritation on my pig that was so bad, It was some kind of mites that I believe I got it in my scalp. Now, I went to the doctor. I want to speak faster, but I went to the doctor many times to tell them, look, how can you get rid of this thing? I said, is it scabies or whatever? And they said, no, it's not. We don't know what it is. It's some kind of... They said, just try the shampoo and all this and that. Never went away. Anyways, I went with my friend's advice. He said, and I actually just put ivermectin over top on the skin condition. Now, this skin condition had been going on for years, actually. And it disappeared, went away. And also, the skin condition on my pig, which looked like the same one on my head, went away when I treated the pig. Anyways, of course, I wouldn't suggest you using this animal ivermectin on humans, but... I have.
Okay,
I guess that's all I wanted to... I'm sorry?
I said, I understand what you're saying.
Yes. So ultimately what I want to say is, me and my friend who've talked about, we've actually just talked about this ivermectin thing because I just discovered this a few days ago, and him being a farmer and distributes this product to his animals and livestock, he's actually said himself, he believes that, of course, he's not going to get corona because he's so immersed with his ivermectin. And he's convinced that it would kill the virus because he's even convinced it would kill the virus. Absolutely. So I guess that's it. Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's fine. That's good information to have here. And, you know, I think the fact that it's inexpensive is why it's not being looked at. You know, the big pharmaceutical industry. And I noticed, by the way, the pharmaceutical industry is running all these puff pieces now on TV about, you know, how great the pharmaceutical industries are and how we're going to save you and everything. But it's all about profit. It's all about, you know, coming up with a new product that they can have market exclusivity on and monopolize the sales. Anyway, Lance, thanks an awful lot here for the information. And let's see. Before we go to another phone call, just got an announcement here. John Stadmiller, when he does his show after mine, is going to play the entire new Plandemic 2 Indoctrination on his show today, commercial free. So that's definitely going to be worth tuning into. Once again, John Stadmiller is going to play the entire new Plandemic 2 Indoctrination on his show today, commercial free. All right, let's go back to the phones to Steve in Nevada. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Hey, who is this mysterious Mike, and where does he live, in your basement?
You mean Mike in our control room?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's in our control room down in Round Rock, Texas.
Oh, okay. another thing, this guy goes to a psychiatrist. He's a doc. He said, I got a problem. He said, I've been chasing cars down the street. I've been howling at the moon, and I've been peeing on fire hydrants. The psychiatrist says, well, how long you had this problem? He's ever since I was a puppy. Come on, give me a little laugh.
Yeah, it's an old joke.
Hey, we're old, man. Anyway, so...
I'm not that old.
I'm older than you, I bet.
Probably.
So you got to repeat after me, okay? Put your thinking hat on. Quit leaning back in your chair.
Yep.
And you got to repeat exactly what I say. You ready?
I'm getting suckered in, but go ahead.
One hen.
What?
One hen. H-E-N.
Okay. Hen.
Okay. One hen, two ducks.
One hen, two ducks.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Close. We're not there yet.
Oh, okay. All right. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters.
I'm going to have to start writing this down. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters.
You're cheating. You're in Mensa.
Okay.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises.
Five what porpoises?
Corpulent, as in fat.
Corpulent, okay. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four the oysters one, and then five corpulent porpoises.
Ah, you missed out one word. You already lose. I was going to send you $100.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate that. Anything else?
Three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pair of very rare Dr. Barry's tweezers.
Well, you definitely would have lost me on that one without writing it down.
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. Nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates who have a marked propensity to amoricity.
Okay. All right. If you say
okay.
So.
Have a good
if
one.
You say so. All right. Thanks All right. an awful lot. We're going to switch to Mark inside the Beltway. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? This is my, I've been listening to the show for a couple of years. I really like the show, man. It's my first time calling in, though. But I wanted to call in because I wanted to say something. One thing I wanted to say is crazy how, like, I noticed that everyone is grouping up. It's like, it's just mentality going around where people feel like if you're not part of this group, if you ain't part of these Democrats or the Republicans, if you ain't part of this religion or whatever, if you ain't white, if you ain't black, we don't even want to hear what you got to say. You know what I mean? Which is crazy. And so, it's, you know, it's, or that, you know, people feel like if you belong to this other group, or you're an idiot, ain't even no use in even listening to you, which is crazy because, you know, most people should understand that every single group got people in it that, you know, of all types. You got some people in it's bad, some people good, some people dumb, some people smart, some, you know, of all groups. And so it's crazy to take a few people in a certain group and judge everybody in that group. It's, you know, I think that basically most people common sense know you can learn from anyone, any group, anyone or whatever. So, you know, I was just saying all that to say, personally, I know I can speak for most of the black people that's awake. I ain't talking about the rest of the other black people because y'all got the same problem that we got. Is where the white people that listen to your show, you know, and you, we got the same problem because first of all, the people that you see on the TV don't represent the black people that's awake. The black people that's awake, I can speak for sure. The black people that's awake, we 100% don't mess with Black Lives Matter. We haven't been messing with Black Lives Matter since Michael Brown got killed because that's when they popped out of nowhere. And once we, you know, most of us who start going on their website, start looking at their website, we was like, this is not what matters to us because they was into the pushing the LGBT movement and legal immigrants and all that. And I'm like, nah, you know, so most, you know, most black people, we feel like, of course, we with the idea that our lives matter, but we like, we not with the group. Same thing with Antifa. We like, that's not black people. We don't even know about no damn Antifa. Same thing with, and it's like that when you put it like this. Anyone you see on TV, I don't care if it's an actor, I don't care if it's an entertainer, I don't care if it's a person play sport, they are under the control of certain groups, and they know they can't do and say certain stuff. And so they never represent us, for sure. Anyone you see in the Democratic Party, they never represent us. Anyone in the NAACP, and you can go on down the list. And so I'm saying this to say for sure, I can speak for all the black people that's awake, that none of them people represent us. Matter of fact, I know one of the big differences in white and black people who, when it comes to the political party is most black people that's awake, we don't trust neither party. We don't trust neither party because in our mind, we feel like but both of the parties are owned by the same financial groups and families. So it don't make a difference who you vote for. And y'all got suckered the same way we got suckered with Trump because, you know, of course, we seen Obama coming in our minds, we thinking, you know what? it might be a change. He might not be down with the secret group, you know, the black shadow group behind the government, whatever. But we all found out that was a lie. And I think they kind of got y'all, too, because when y'all seen Trump coming, you're like, well, hold up, Trump, he's not paid off by nobody. He's can do his own thing. Maybe he's not. But as y'all can see, y'all were disappointed because I know with me, I was disappointed in Obama, like, within his first 6 months, because as soon as I seen that he signed the Patriot Act over again, I was thinking, why in the hell would he do that? But then I just understood. I'm like, okay, you know what? He's not down for nobody, but the group, they put him in there. And so, and the same thing with Trump. I actually was thinking, you know what? Trump might be someone different, but when I seen him go and do the same old lies about bombing Syria, talking about all the, you know, their leader is gassing the people, I'm like, oh man, he just like the rest of them. So, you know, but I'm mainly just wanted to call in because I think a lot of times people, like I say, they throw everybody in the same group and, you know, they start thinking crazy. And it's like, you know, everybody is not, you know, in them groups. And when people do that, it leaves out room for discernment, room for compromise, and no middle ground. It's like, you know, it's kind of crazy right now, even with the whole corona thing. It's like the people believe in it, and the people that don't believe in it are ready to kill each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just like, you know, it's just wild. Because, I mean, me personally, I can listen to anyone. You know what I mean? Because I know, okay, for instance, I'm not a Christian, but I'm not a Muslim. I believe in the creator, the all, but, you know, but at the same time, I can respect both of them. And I can listen to someone that's a Christian, and I can take the stuff from them that I know is a universal truth and, you know, agree with it. And what I might not agree with, I might just have to be like, well, okay, I don't agree with that. Matter of fact, to give you a little example, this sound crazy, especially me being black, but one day I even wanted to see what, what's his name? They used to be head of the Ku Klux Klan.
David Duke.
What's his name? Right, David Duke. One day I wanted to hear what he had to say, because I was just curious. I was like, you know what? Let me see what he got to say. And in my mind, I'm thinking, man, he going to probably be talking all crazy and like a redneck. But I was surprised. I'm like, man, you know what? He got a little charisma. And he's talking into, and he didn't even say anything that I disagreed with at the moment, because he basically was just saying he felt like whites should live amongst whites and blacks should live amongst blacks. Oh, you know, groups. And I was like, I don't kind of disagree with that. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that to say, I know some people who will be like, I'm not even going to listen to this person. I don't want to hear nothing he got to say. You know what I mean? I've heard people say that, like, about Farrakhan. I'm like, Farrakhan, mm-hmm. I might not agree with Farrakhan when it comes to the Islam belief system, you know, but a lot of other stuff he might say, I'm like, damn, you know what? That's true or whatever. So I'm just like, you know, but I know some people will feel like, nah, hell no, I would never listen to no Farrakhan, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why? You know what I mean? Have you ever listened? Have you ever read anything he said? Do you know anything? You know what I mean? So I'm just saying all that to say people got to kind of like use more common sense and look at the whole situation, not just be pumped up by the media, because the TV got everybody at odds. You know what I mean? People pulling down statues, changing names. And I can tell you, for all the black people that's awake, once again, we don't care about no damn statues or no name changes or none of that junk. You know what I mean? Like, issues that really matter to us is issues that has affected the black community, like mass incarceration. That, like, Bill mm-hmm. Clinton and them passed back in the day, and Biden was right behind pushing that, and hundreds and thousands of black men have been locked up since the 90s and the early 90s and late 80s. Behind all that. So stuff like that, I'm like, let them out of jail. You know what I mean? Because that's why to us, like the legal immigrants,
hey, Mark, I gotta let you go. Mark, I got to let you go. We got a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the phones here, a reminder that John Stadmiller on his show today will be playing the entire Pandemic 2 Indoctrination on his show today, commercial free. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. All right, let's go back to the phones here to Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. You know, once again, I got to agree with Joe from Tennessee. You know, and you don't even need snipers on the roofs. They got these Orwellian weapons now. They got long-range acoustic device sound weapons to break up these violent thugs. They got the Medusa, the mob excess deterrent using silent audio that uses microwave pulses to break up these violent thugs. They've got active denial systems that to break up these violent thugs. That's three examples already. Or does the government only use them on churches in Waco and maybe on us? Is that what they're used for?
That seems to be the case here. I mean, they've developed these systems to deal with rioting, and yet they're not being used.
Well, that's why Joe hit the nail on the head from Tennessee. Nobody seems to be addressing this. They just sit back and say, rah, rah, Trump, and meanwhile, cities burn to the ground and people die. And this president, what is he talking about? Campaigning. Constitution Party in 2020 to break this death grip around Americans' neck. I just mentioned three crowd control weapons that will put a stop to this crap immediately. And what does the president do? He's busy criticizing a demented Alzheimer addled brain Biden. This is a game they're putting us through. This is a game and people can't see it. Constitution Party in 2020, that'll bring this country back to normal. That's all I got to say, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is going to be a quick one. Michael, this is going to be a quick one. I wasn't going to call in today, but with the dog jokes and the guy joking around, but this is going to be a quick one. Do you know the difference between the water on the inside of a fire hydrant and the water all over the outside of the fire hydrant?
Well, you're breaking up a little bit, so it's hard to understand you, but go ahead and tell us, what is the difference between the water inside a fire hydrant and the water outside a fire hydrant?
Okay, the water on the inside of the fire hydrant is H2O. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, now the water all over the outside of the fire hydrant is K9P.
Yeah, okay. All right, that sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
All right. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Good day to you. To that guy, Chance, I just may be thinking maybe Trump is trying to wheel in who's financing all these Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Maybe he's just waiting to make the move, but he's just trying to figure out who's a financier like Soros, and there's probably other guys like that that Steyer and all these other criminal billionaire schmucks. Maybe that's what Trump's just waiting for, like he's waiting for the Durham report to drop. So we'll see. But, yeah, there are weapons that can stop these rioting. So we'll see what happens with that. And, Mike, listen to that Bill Clinton yesterday at that DNC. That was ridiculous hearing that moron Clinton. I mean, this guy's a real cluck, he used to be all right, but I guess his brain has got, who knows what he's got going on with it. I know he's with that Ghislaine Maxwell, but, I didn't really call you. What I called really, Michael, I'm going to call either today because we've got a big storm going on here in Florida. It's raining pretty heavy here. But what I wanted to call is that one caller just had a couple minutes back, Mark. And I wish Mark would do me a favor. And everybody, I wish he would watch that documentary, Uncle Tom, and then call your show back and just discuss Uncle Tom, because Larry Elder, Candace Owens really put that together excellently. And I want him to know that the Democrats have been in charge of the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrats are... The main reason Mark needs to realize what's going on in the black community is in 1964 with Lyndon Johnson, they took the fathers away from the mothers and the kids and the black community. Up to that time, up into the 50s, the black man and a woman were always together. Almost 90% of black men and women had a household. After the civil rights, look at how many women didn't have men, Mike. And you know that story, don't you?
Yes.
Could you explain that to your audience for a minute? So I want to hear what you have to say about taking the father out of the household in the black community. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well,
for like
a lot of
30 seconds.
Part of it had to do with freeing up the black men to be available for the draft in Vietnam. That was a big part of it. The other part of it was, to just basically break up that family unit, as a way of weakening the sense of community.
Absolutely. And that was very prevalent in, for the last, 40, 50 years. It's been very prevalent. Most of these black women don't have a husband. Good, over a majority. And you can see that. Look what's going on in Chicago right now, Mike. They have to keep the drawbridges up at night so they don't have looting going on in there. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
You got this Linda Sarsour, like George Soros, and you got this Linda Sarsour, a Muslim speaking at the DNC, and only gave Ignacio Cortez a minute, and she's going for Bernie Sanders, Mike. You saw that?
Yep.
Ignacio Ocasio Cortez wants Bernie Sanders, and then you got this Linda Sarsour. She hates white men, white Christian men. Well, she should be booted back to where she comes from.
Tom, stay on the line. You got to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. And Tom, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Michael. First off, Trump did a wonderful thing. I believe he did pardon Susan B. Anthony. I guess that's a good thing.
Yes.
I know he's one of no other president did that. That was
I'm sure she's deeply appreciative.
Yeah. And also, to your caller, Mark, that caller guy that called in, I want him to know this. Ben Carson and Herman Cain were considered Uncle Toms in Afro-American community. And I wonder why, because let me tell you, Herman Cain, people don't notice, but that guy was actually a very brilliant man. He was very, very intelligent. He was, he was working with the Navy for rocketry. Did you know that, Michael?
Yes.
Herman Cain was very, very intelligent guy. He went back and got his master's degree. I mean, it was a wonderful story. Also, same with Ben Carson. This guy was a brain surgeon. I mean, he's had a HUD now. I mean, I really believe, Mike, if this guy Mark I believe if 20 million Afro Americans got a hold of that documentary, Uncle Tom, I think Trump he'd get probably 50% of the black vote for sure. Well, and let me ask you, Mike, seriously, if Donald Trump grabs 25% of the black vote, what do you think will happen in this election? If it's possible.
It's hard to say. I think it's certainly possible that Trump will get 25% of the of the black vote, mostly because I think the black population is being alienated by the Democrats' support for Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But as far as how this election is going to turn out, I don't know, because the wild card is the vote rigging and that vote by mail stuff. And so it's you know, in an honest, fair election, I think Trump would win a second term.
Absolutely, totally agree with you, Michael. If they don't rig this thing, Trump's going to win this thing in a massive landslide. But again, we know how the demon rats roll. I still say I like to see. Can't wait for this Durham report. I hope it comes out quickly. I believe Obama and Biden were culpable in trying to take Trump down. I believe Hunter Biden. That like you said yesterday, that's got to be cracked. That case with Hunter. I mean, the millions of dollars this moron's making. He got kicked out of the Navy. I mean, yeah, Mike, it's just, you know, it's unbelievable how the narrative is being run by all these leftist Bolsheviks, ABC, NBC, CBS. They're all in the tank, and it's sad. It's very sad that the majority is not ruling our networks or anything. It's the minority telling the majority what's up. I mean, it's absurd. But you know, this Linda Sarsour, Mike, I don't know if you know much about her, but I was reading a little about her. She really does not like this country. And she does not like, in particular, white males. She's this one, and same with AOC, and same with that Tlaib Nasheed, and what's the other one? You know, all of them. They're all in the tank for hating white male. The white guy's this white. Hey, if you don't like it, go back to where you come from. That's what I got to say. We're the majority. We're not the minority, but they want to turn us into majority with all this illegal immigration. And you want to call our Mark was right. How are the illegal immigrants helping the black community of this country, Mike? For the life of me, I have no idea what's going on with this nonsense. How? How are they?
Well, it's the same thing, Mike, that we saw in South Africa and Zimbabwe.
Well, you know what? I did do a research, Mike, on this. There's more white Anglos living in mobile homes than any other ethnic group. Not even blacks live in mobile homes more than white people. The white Anglos in this country, in the United States, which is the majority, are living in mobile homes where these minority groups are living in apartments and Section 8 housing. It's unbelievable. How can that be? How's that possible? That doesn't add up to me. You got Americans, white Americans, who've probably been in this country for 150, 200, 300 years, and they're living, a lot of them are living in mobile homes. Say what they have for Americans, too. They shouldn't have to be, you know, the people who've been here for 100, 200 years should have whatever they need out of this government, not to be subservient to, you have to kiss the butt of the government, but you got a little illegal alien coming here and getting better health care, better housing, food stamps, welfare. It's unbelievable. And there's millions of white and black Americans who are not being treated right, who've been in this country over 100 years. And that's something that has to be dealt with, and there should be ads run by Trump or whoever to say, really expose this nonsense. I really believe that Trump hits the right messaging. I believe he's going to get at least 35% of the black vote, Mike. And I mean that. And
well,
there's no way they can say that the mail-in vote that Biden won. There's no way. I believe if Trump grabs 35% of the black vote, ain't no way anybody can rig this election. You agree?
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you. And that's what I think is going to happen here. I'm hoping. And like that, your caller, Mark, I hope he goes out and buys that DVD, Uncle Tom, and he passes it around in the neighborhood there. And everybody, and all these college campuses. I'm telling you, if all these college kids saw that DVD, Mike, it will shake. The Democrats will be, they'll be destroyed. They'll be totally gone. It'll knock them out like out cold. It'll knock them right out cold, man. And they'll be on the mat for 10 minutes trying to wake up, let me tell you. Because Uncle Tom is very powerful, Mike. It really is. It's that powerful to me when I watch it. I'm like, wow. And, you know, and the narrative of, hey, let's get the real truth out to the American public. No matter at what cost, we got to get this resolved. And it's got to be taken out to the American public. Yeah, I understand a lot of guys call in. They're not going to vote, and they're not Trumpers and all that. What a fine. But I'm telling you, he's a lot better than bumbling Biden. That buffoonery of Biden would be catastrophic for this country. Catastrophic, Mike, and I believe you know that.
So, yes.
That's basically all I got to say today. I hope you have a couple of good callers come in. I like to hear Miles and Kevin again. They got some wonderful points, so we'll see.
Well, Miles is in the queue. Caller after next was Miles. Okay. So thanks a lot for the phone call.
I hope that one lady calls in. She's wonderful. I can't remember. She's from Florida. I can't remember. She's wonderful. I hope she calls in. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Paul in Missouri. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to ask the people some questions about this pandemic. If the government and the news had never told you there was a pandemic, if the state and federal governments had never shut the economy down, never forced businesses to close, never mandated masks and social distancing, would you even know there's a pandemic if you weren't being told there was one? I don't see people dropping dead on the streets. I mean, there may be some kung flu going around or some bug, but it's by no means a pandemic. We've been had.
Yes. We absolutely have.
I hope the American people will ask themselves these questions, you know, question what they're seeing out here in reality instead of just absorbing what they're being told and going with it. You know, believe your own eyes, what you see with your own eyes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah, you know, Chance made a few good points here, but I think what Chance needs to make himself aware of is these weapons he's talking about thrashing around out here are unproven. They're untested. And we don't know exactly what all they'll do, except they'll bring some type of harm. We don't know how drastic that can be. So I'd just like to warn Chance about that before we get out here and get Trump in trouble doing something that may perhaps be more damaging than anything that could be done right now at this point. We've got people pushing back, and that's a good thing. We're waking people up. I think that's a good thing. And regarding the black kid that called in, I thought he made some good points, you know? And
yes,
he did. I share those sentiments. I think everybody should get to talk. I think everybody deserves to be listened to. When you're done listening, if you say that guy's crazy, okay, well, that's your opinion, and that's all right. But I think, well, why wouldn't we talk to people? Why wouldn't we listen to people? Let's hear it. You know, you got a better idea than me, or the next guy's got a better idea than him. Let's give that a try. Why should we ever cut down communication? We do that. We're just cutting ourselves down. We're the ones missing out because you never know the value of what might be being said. And when it comes to Mark, you know, in North Carolina, I like Mark. Mark makes a lot of good calls, but you gotta understand, Mark is with a socialist background. Mark, he wanted to support Bernie Sanders. Now he wants this other socialist from another country. But I think Mark is not watching history, because if he was, he'd realize that there's not a socialist country that's ever been successful in this world.
No.
And you know, Mark, they're not too bad. They beat people up about it. Well, that's not what it's about. What about property ownership? What about your Fourth Amendment? First thing, what about all your amendments? I mean, that's what you're talking about with socialism. What about your taxes, your right to own property, your different systems? So there's a whole lot to it. You know, and I don't need any other. We got enough communists and socialists here as far as I'm concerned. But when you talk about Mark, you're not talking about somebody who's a constitutionalist or somebody, who's a conservative whatsoever. So Mark has those opinions, and that's all right, because Mark spurns some good thought. He does with me, anyway. I think we just got to be measured with these things. Joe had another good call. Of course, Tom is always on fire. He's always ready to go and got enough in the tank. But, you know, I think right now we're at the stage, we're at a very precarious position. I mean, we can't do anything real drastic, and we've got to watch what we're doing. We've got to observe the whole pulse of society right now. And I agree with Tom. I talk to blacks all the time, and I can see Trump getting 35%. I mean, I saw a guy the other day with a Make America Great bumper sticker in his pickup truck. And he had like three or four kids in it, all I'd say under 11, you know, his kids and him. Mm-hmm. He had a Make America Great on his pickup truck. And I just think they highly underestimate Trump. And just for Mark, you know, I'm not going to say everything Trump does is great. Trump does some good things. When he does some things that aren't good, I'm going to tell you they're not good unless I think they're good. Now, he's made some big mistakes, as we all know, but I think he's done some good things. If I'm not mistaken, didn't he get one of those funds that are doing all this funding, this, one of the Soros organizations or something? Wasn't he successful at getting one of them on the list where they were now no longer unable to donate in the manner that they did?
That doesn't ring a bell, unfortunately. You could be right, but it didn't. Okay.
Yeah, I believe there was one of them there where he was successful in stopping one of those organizations. But, you know, some of these questions, too, that need to be answered are being by a non-responsive Supreme Court. And, I mean, are you going to blame Trump for that? You know, I mean, they make a lot of these kooky decisions. I mean, they should, in my opinion, they should already have stepped in about this mail-in voting, because I think it clearly defines in the Constitution how you're supposed to vote.
Yes.
And so why are we asking these same questions that we already have the answers to? You know, it's like you said, Michael, you said this. I've heard you say this several times. Another 9/11 investigation, and is to do what with it?
I'm sorry, I was distracted momentarily, but...
I said, I've heard you say this several times. We're going to have another 9/11 investigation, and that's supposed to do what?
It just gives them an opportunity to repolish the lies.
Exactly, exactly. And I think it's so clear now. I mean, this is turning in... You know, it took people, I'd say decades anyway, to believe John F. Kennedy, wasn't killed in the fashion that he was. And I think it's been a lot less time, and people are not believing 9/11. They're just not believing it in this day and age.
No, they're not.
They're
cranking up a whole bunch of propaganda for 9/11 that nobody's going to watch.
Exactly. And they're, you know, and the same thing, they're not believing this media. They're shutting this media down left and right. I just wish RBN and some of the independents could be the benefactor of that, because that's where the faith and the discernment should be. And hopefully we'll get there. But, Michael, thanks for another great show. It's always good to hear you. I hope you're keeping up your health, and be well, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for letting me in, Michael. I just wanted to comment on the people that want Trump or the federal government to do anything for them locally. The federal government does not belong in your state, in your county, in your city. The people there need to learn how to elect competent people and not retards, liars, thieves, crooks, and criminals. If they let the rioters go wild, get rid of the government, they let them go wild. And don't go calling in someone else that's going to stick you in Katrina or stick you in 9/11 or stick you in any other false flags. If you want slavery, call Uncle Sam, and he'll be glad to put his boot on your neck. But people, you've got to learn to pay attention and elect competent people. And it's that simple, Michael. A building will burn down, whatever the problem is, when they kick in your door, whoever it is, if you don't have your defenses ready, you're going to get taken. Don't call in somebody else that's going to come in and not only maybe stop the riots, they'll also start throwing all kinds of rules and regulations and things on you to make your life impossible to live.
Yes.
Got to keep it local. And that's what I got to say, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Douglas in Tennessee. Hello, Douglas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I had a comment about the welfare reform.
Yes.
Probably the 60s. I've heard a couple people call in and talk about how they they removed the fathers from the home. And that may have been the result, but I'm pretty sure how the legislation went down was it said if there was an able-bodied male father in the home, then he had to get a job or there'd be no benefits. Now, I hear people representing it as if they told families that the father couldn't be in the home anymore. Well, that may have been the result, but there was a choice.
Yeah.
He could have got a job. Somebody could have gone to work. I mean, that's kind of the way the laws are written, probably in my state and probably in most states. If there's an able-bodied person, you can get benefits for a short period of time, but then you have to go to work. You have to go get a job and start earning for your family. And I'm pretty sure that's what the legislation said in the 60s. I've heard a few people call in and say that it removed.
I remember that now. Probably why we have that situation the other caller alluded to, of so many husbandless, fatherless households.
Yeah, the result has been catastrophic in the black community, but that's not exactly the way it was represented by some of the callers. It didn't say that. It said you got to get a job.
And Douglas, I got to let you go. Sorry. Commercial break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Since Ben Carson was raised, was there any explanation given as to why he was put into HUD rather than in a medical capacity in the administration? because it would seem like someone who either joined the Army or got drafted, and let's say you were some kind of a fire control expert, you knew radar inside and out, and then they sign you to peel potatoes.
Well, the fact that Ben Carson was a brain surgeon doesn't necessarily mean that he would make a good medical hospital administrator. And in any event, I think it was a case of they had an opening and they wanted to do something with Ben Carson, and he just got slotted in there.
Yeah, it does seem to be rather unlikely and far away from what he should have been. I'm sure, or maybe the pharmaceutical industry had something to do with it.
Could very well have had something to do with it, although I don't know that HUD necessarily, I mean, more like FDA and USDA would have been a choice position for that.
Yes, yes. All right, thank you, Mike. Good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Sally in Alaska. Hello, Sally. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to clear up that thing that I've only heard it talk about, the pressure that was put on black families to be fatherless if they had to leave. Well, when I was going to college in Kentucky, down Appalachia, deep in, they were being told that if they had somebody that was able-bodied, that they either had to work or leave the household. And so that went across black and white. And I was there to see it because I was in a social work program, and I just wanted to clarify that. It's not that I'm getting tired of hearing about boo-hoo, but it's a fact. It goes across the color barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to clear that up. Thanks. I've enjoyed this. You have a good day and say hi to Claire.
All right. I certainly will. Thank you very much. Okay, we're coming up here on the end of the show, and of course, we're getting ready for day number 3 of the Democratic National Convention, and supposedly Hillary Clinton will be speaking tonight, and so I'm probably going to go watch reruns of Shark Week or something instead here. Donald Trump is on TV announcing that the U.S. intends to restore sanctions on Iran, and he's not going to be happy until we get a war going. And if he thinks a war is going to help his reelection chances, I don't think so. I think the American people are sick and tired of war, and they're really ready for this country to go back to being more of a peaceful place, and not just internationally, but in our streets as well. That one caller had a valid point. We have all these area denial weapons, the microwave weapons, the sound weapons. You know, why are they not being used in places like Portland? Important question there. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Remember, John Stadmiller is going to be running this Plandemic 2 indoctrination on his show today, commercial free. So you want to stay tuned for that. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.